Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Bobby McGraw for an encouraging message.
Well, hey guys, welcome to another edition of the weekday podcast. As always, we're thrilled you're here today. If you find this helpful, if you don't mind, would you consider sharing the website weekdaypodcast.com with a friend, with a coworker? We'd love to encourage as many people as we can today. Well, obviously, based on the title, we're talking about pain today. One of the stories in all of Scripture that illustrates a way to navigate pain is the story of Joseph in the Old Testament. Now, if you're not familiar with the story, I want to encourage you to carve out some time in the next couple of days to start in Genesis 37 and read about the story of this young man that had an unbelievable calling on his life. But like many of us who have calling and destiny on us, we don't always handle it well. And so there are seasons where Joseph goes through pain, sometimes self-inflicted and sometimes otherly inflicted, and yet there's a reminder on the other side of it. In fact, one of the reasons why I think Joseph's story is so powerful for us today is because we see ourselves in different parts of his story. We see people that feel like they've been mistreated, they feel like they're disappointed, they feel like they've even been abandoned. And you see it across just the demographic of our world. You see wives without husbands, husbands without wives, children without parents, parents without children, men and women without jobs, pastors that are no longer in the ministry, pastors' wives that are trying to figure out, where do I fit in this world, on and on and on. People that just feel locked away, forgotten, and loneliness and abandonment just sets in. Well, one of the things that we learn in the story of Joseph is that there are a couple of different ways that you see pain show up. One of the first ways you see it show up is what I call undeserved treatment from your family. It is possible to be mistreated by the people that are closest to you. And so for Joseph, his brothers literally wanted him dead. They were jealous. They were tired of him. They couldn't stand him. And so they tried to set up a situation where he would be taken out. Ultimately, they don't kill him. They allow him to be sold into slavery. Sometimes that's where pain comes from in our life. The people closest to us that ought to love us most, and yet they treat us the worst. There's a second category. A second category is what I call unexpected restriction because of circumstances. Unexpected restrictions based on our circumstances. This is when you feel suddenly trapped. But this is where you feel like there's no place to go. And certainly Joseph was there. He was in a jail cell for more than 2 years, and he's totally restricted for something that he did not do. A third one that comes right out of the story of Joseph is untrue accusations. And so Potiphar's wife made untrue accusations about this young man. And chances are you've had that happen in your own life. You don't have to live very long on this earth before you realize that sometimes people will say false things about you, and you try to figure out how to set it straight. A fourth category of pain is unfair abandonment, where you feel alone, you feel lost, you feel forgotten, you feel taken advantage of. These are all painful. The reason why I wanted to list those from the life of Joseph is because we see ourselves in there. And yet there's something powerful about the life of Joseph. Joseph ends up saying at the end of his life, when his brothers are afraid that he's going to take them out, Joseph says in Genesis 50, he says to them in verse 19, "Do not be afraid of me. Am I God that I can punish you? You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good." Think about how powerful that is. In the midst of pain, he's able to say, "You intended to harm me, but God intended it all for good. He brought me to this position so that I could save the lives of many people." I love that phrase. It reminds me of something that C.S. Lewis wrote about. He wrote about what he calls God's megaphone. It's found in his little book called The Problem of Pain. And here's what he says about God's megaphone. He said, "God whispers to us in our pleasures. He speaks in our conscience, but he shouts in our pains." Let me read that one more time. God whispers to us in our pleasures, he speaks to us in our conscience, but he shouts to us in our pain. My hope is today that if you find yourself in one of those four categories of pain, that you would choose something different. We have two choices. We can become disillusioned and embittered, or we can use that difficulty as a platform for putting our hope and our trust in the living God. I hope that we'll be able, all of us, will be able to get to the other side of our pain and say that what you meant for evil, God meant for good, the saving of many lives. Have a great day. We'll see you back here tomorrow for another edition of the Weekday Podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the Weekday Podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.